Classic Rock Radio lives on Facebook at theradioantenna.com.
Who spilt the coffee?
Good morning.
It's all to do with the fact that we have white tiles on the floor.
Rushing backwards and forwards between the kitchen and the studio.
Good morning, Laurel Edwards.
How are you doing? Good morning, Handy Gary Clare.
I'm not sure if I can go on today.
What's wrong?
Well, I've just noticed that we have absolutely no television and Australia's playing England. I didn't put a tape in this morning. I thought, I won't put the tape in. We'll have the TV. Australia playing. I'll see the soccer. Not a problem. And we have no television reception.
Poor little thing. And other than that, you've just made all the soccer fans turn over from radio to television. Good on you.
Wouldn't you hate it?
Morning, Jonesy. How you doing?
Pretty good.
Listen,
so far.
I just want to catch up on a couple of disconcerting little stories we've heard overnight.
We've got more disconcerting than the lack of soccer?
Let's see if I can figure this out. Now, India has tested a missile of some description that has the capacity to hit several Pakistan cities. Are they playing in the World
Cup? Don't you wish you'd prepared this answer now that he's just thrown it at you?
Jonesy's thinking, game away.
Am I on sale of the century here?
No, but are they playing in the World Cup? Are they playing cricket against
each other? Well, not together at the moment, but they could eventually play each other. But there's always been problems, India, Pakistan and cricket. I don't think they've played each other for quite a number of years.
Sounds like a great way to solve the problems of the world, doesn't it? We'll just get George Bush's 11 into Saddam Hussein's 11.
Yes.
And
put down your bazooka. And pick up a bat.
Pick up the willow.
Pick up the willow and have a good old game. Do we have any tickets today? What have we got?
Only on me.
Yeah.
We've got How Green Was My Cactus at 5:45. We've got the classic years. And guess who's on the front page of the paper again?
Shane Warne.
We love Warne, don't we?
We love Warne. We love his mum.
Yeah, we've got a brand new song that's come out from a band called The Flippers, a song about Shane Warne and his mum. So we'll be able to have a listen to that this morning.
5:25, the classic hits 4K Cube Brekkie Show.
Warne's mother said, I want to say goodbye.
Bye.
I like it.
It's the Flippers, is it?
You got to say they were quick, and anybody that can get diuretic and pathetic in a song,
they get
a vote from me.
He's married with children, isn't he?
Yes.
Shane Warne?
Yes, he is.
Why is he still tied to his mother's apron strings?
Really? Every son is tied to his mother's apron strings. If your mum rang right now, you'd be in trouble.
Oh, good.
Young Robert.
Some good music.
This a little better to kick off your day, Laurel. Good times and great classic hits, 4KQ. It's the Brekkie Show with Barbecue Bob, Laurel and Handy Gary. And How Green Was My Cactus coming up shortly. Here's ABBA. Times and great classic hits, 4KQ.
That's the exercise for today anyway.
So far, you know the song we played originally, that new Shane Warne single, so far it's 1-4. One against.
Okay,
I don't know if it's going to be a hit or not.
No, but didn't the first person say they didn't like you picking on Steve?
Steve, yeah. So I kind of figure, all right then.
It is 5:40, just ahead of How Green Was My Cactus.
Good morning, Pauline. It's Bob, Laurel and Handy Gary. What can we do for you?
Well, yesterday I got a leaflet in the letterbox and it was from a beauty parlour and I've never been to a beauty parlour.
All right.
Maybe that's what's wrong with me, but it says, you know, eye waxing for the eyes, the chin, the lips. And the landing strip. Where is the landing strip? We can't work it out.
5:50.
Hello, subjects. Queen Bessie of Bucking Huge Palace here. And I'm on the next episode of High Green Was Once Cactus. Well, I thought I'd better come to you, as you have no hope of coming to me with the value of your dollar, eh?
Get fit and help stamp out poverty on Sunday, the 23rd of February at the 37th Annual Walk Against Want.
That's firstnationalqld.com or call us at 13 16 66.
Classic hits 4KQ. Good morning. It's 5:45.
CNN. Cactus National News with Jim Wally.
Firstly to Canberra, where Communications Minister Richard Alston has praised our latest internet gambling site, gophorbroke.com.au.
It's great, a responsible, family-oriented gambling site with all the facilities of a real casino.
If he gives up smoking!
Yeah, look, I'm just like any other Aussie bloke. I like a smoke, a drink and a jump. So, I won't be taking the offer. Mind you, if some scotch company offers me $100,000 to give up bourbon, I'd jump at it.
That's sport, Jimbo. God, I love it.
Jim Wally, CNN. Who do I have to sleep with to get off this show?
So hope for you in the Olympics yet, Bob.
Absolutely. 5:50, phone ranger Gary.
Yes, we've just been told truck accident at Plainlands, the Warrego Highway. It's Brisbane bound. So if you're heading, I suppose, from Toowoomba to Brisbane, just take care.
Classic years coming up.
Yeah, not too far off. Got a great prize for that.
Right here on The Brekkie Show with Barbecue Bob, Laurel and Handy Gary and the Doobie Brothers. It's 12 to 6. Listen to the music, the Doobie Brothers at Good Times and Classic Hits 4KQ, 9 minutes to 6. Listen to the classic years. Are you listening?
Listening.
What was a city is destroyed, and I don't think that any city has suffered as much damage as the city of Darwin has.
Okay, that's an easy one, isn't
what
it?
What a great
song. Calm down, Laurel.
Leo Sayer, isn't that fabulous? And what about Kung Fu Fighting? That had people, that had young people signing up for martial arts classes all around
when
Australia.
When I was a kid at school, I mean, you had to go to the Bruce Lee movies. I mean, you lined up to go to the Bruce Lee movies. It was hot.
That you did. 322-30-693 if you can guess the 4KQ classic year.
Remember they had the Bob Jones karate training centres that started popping up all over the place?
Oh, very popular.
It's 8 to 6 Brisbane weather today.
Though. Sorry.
31 degrees again. No wonder it's so sticky already. Mostly fine. There is the chance of a late shower or storm this afternoon. Light to moderate southeast to northeasterly winds. In the west, even hotter. Forecast top 34 degrees, 29 for the Gold Coast, 30 for the Sunshine Coast. It's already 23.
And around Australia today, Sydney, a thunderstorm today. They get severe ones in Sydney, don't they? Hope this one's not too bad. 29 degrees tops. Melbourne, clearing today, top of 23. Adelaide, fine and 31. Hobart, a fine day, 22. A thunderstorm in Darwin, as usual, 31. Perth, a fine day in 32. And partly cloudy in Canberra, a top of 34, fairly warm.
7 to 6.
If you're serious about photography, really serious about...
And our range is expanding all the time.
And are you having a sale?
Yes, all the time. We're factory direct, so we have excellent prices every day. And for February only, we're giving away a free matching coffee table with every timber setting we sell. And there's a 5-year guarantee on every timber setting.
Everything under the sun. Real furniture at unreal prices. 859 Nudgee Road, Northgate. Take the Toombul exit off the gateway.
Okay, it's the classic years at 6 minutes to six. You want to hear that one again?
Yeah, let's have another listen.
Okay.
What was a city is destroyed. And I...
Even as a kid, I couldn't work out why they all took on Bruce Lee individually. There'd be like 50 of them and they'd all decide, let's take him one by one. Gang up on him and then beat him up.
And how come he never had any friends to help him? How come they never came in from anywhere and just help him out?
Bruce didn't need any friends.
Was that John Farnham on Countdown there?
It was always John Farnham on Countdown. Molly seemed to have every second night off and Molly and poor John would have to jump in and do it.
I think this is a bit of an easy one, but we shall see. Rick from Burp and Gary, good morning to you, Rick.
Good morning.
What do you think it is?
1974.
Too easy.
Straight on, Darwin, hit by the cyclone. How about for you a fabulous CD? It's Standing in the Shadows of Motown.
Oh, that's great.
And just before all those other people hang up, sorry we didn't get to you.
There.
Have a great Thursday, Rick, at Good Times and Classic Hits 4KQ. It is 5 to 6, The Brekkie Show, Barbecue Bob, Laurel and Handy Gary. Times and great classic hits 4KQ, 1974. Little Leo Sayer.
How could you
long
not?
Long tall glasses.
You'd have to dance at that one, wouldn't
I'll
you?
I'll tell you what, there'll be lots of dancing at the cocktail party at Kingfisher Bay Resort and Village.
Hey, have we got a little burn box? Well, we better bring something
they
along.
They have their own sound system. They'll pump it out. I'm just hoping they don't have karaoke.
But the only radio station you can actually pick up on Fraser Island is classic hits 4KQ. Yeah.
And the only radio announcers you can pick up are on Kingfisher. We'll talk about that after.
We'll tell you all about the classic hits 4KQ excursion to Kingfisher Bay Village and Resort after the 6 o'clock news update.
Great jumping for anchor pants.
At work requests.
And the 3-day outlook is mostly fine. Coastwatch update on the bay. Southeast winds 10 to 15 knots, shifting northeasterly 10 to 15 knots during the afternoon, seas to 0.9 of a metre. Find out more at brownieascoastwatch.com. From the 4KQ weather station for Energex air conditioning, it's 21 degrees, 91% humidity, and the wind from the southwest at 6 kilometres an hour. That's news and weather up to date on Good Times and Classic Hits, Brisbane 4KQ.
Brisbane's Classic Hits 4KQ.
We have the best variety of classics. 60s. Back to where you once found. 70s. Get the best of my love. And 80s. Good times and great classic hits. 4KQ.
Good morning, it's The Brekkie Show with Barbecue Bob, Laurel and Handy Gary at 4 minutes past 6.
Radioantenna.com.